This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. An Army officer on the White House National Security Staff on Tuesday is telling the impeachment inquiry targeting President Donald Trump that he was so concerned about the U.S. leader's request in July that Ukraine investigate his political opponents that he alerted his superiors. Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, who listened in on Trump's late July conversation with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, says in prepared testimony, quote, "I was concerned by the call. I did not think it was proper to demand that a foreign government investigate a U.S. citizen, and I was worried about the implications for the U.S. government's support of Ukraine." The Trump-Zelensky call is at the center of efforts by the majority Democrats in the House of Representatives to impeach President Trump. For more details from the daring U.S. military raid that took out Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi on Saturday, VOA's Carla Babb.
U.S. forces took Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi's remains from a tunnel under the Islamic State leader's hideout, reduced to rubble by U.S. air power, confirming his ID through DNA testing before burying him at sea. Pentagon officials are hopeful the treasure trove of data collected from the compound will aid American forces and the Syrian Democratic Forces they're partnering with. Meantime, President Donald Trump has turned his focus to another asset, oil fields in northeast Syria.
We're keeping the oil. Remember that. I've always said that. Keep the oil. We want to keep the oil. $45 million a month. Keep the oil.
Securing the oil fields is now part of America's mission, and Defense Secretary Mark Esper added U.S. forces would defend them from Russian and Syrian forces if necessary. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan's office said in a statement issued late Monday that Pakistan has reassured the United States of its steadfast support to the peace and reconciliation process in war-shattered Afghanistan, stressing the importance for all parties to the conflict to take practical steps to reduce hostilities. These remarks were made late Monday in a meeting with visiting U.S. Chief Negotiator for Afghan Reconciliation, Zalmay Khalilzad. Turkey-backed Syrian opposition fighters clashed with Kurdish forces near Taltamir in northeastern Syria following a Russian-Turkish deal to remove Kurdish fighters from the border. The opposition fighters pushed inside Syria following Turkey's assault on the area on October the 9th, dislodging the Kurds from the town of Ras Al Ain after heavy battles. After an effective abandonment by the United States, the Kurds agreed to retreat from the border to a distance of 20 miles inside of Syria. Iraqi security forces killed at least 14 people overnight in an attack on protesters in the city of Karbala. Security officials said hundreds more were wounded as the anti-government demonstrations went into a fifth consecutive day. As hundreds of those Iraqi protesters are hunkered down in Baghdad, central Tahrir Square, and other provinces, analysts say the country is facing a precarious moment, one which bold and concrete action is needed from the government. Can and will Iraq's leadership deliver? A renewed wave of anti-government demonstrations has killed at least 250 people. For VOA, Dale Gavlak reports from Amman in neighboring Jordan.
Analysts say that nobody, be it Iraq's leaders or the protesters, know where the demonstrations will go. The protests are leaderless, without an organizational structure, and are not unified. Renaud Mansour at Chatham House in London believes the protests won't die out, and also the status quo won't continue.
I think that kind of muddling through is no longer viable. The question becomes, to what extent will the government have reforms that are meaningful rather than the same reforms that we've seen for the last few years, changing cabinet ministers, promising electoral law reform, all of that stuff.
Unlike past protests, these have been met with escalating force from the security apparatus using live ammunition. Dale Gavlak for VOA News, Amman.
Teachers and lawyers' unions, even planning ministry employees, are joining the young protesters. Apparently, a probe absolving the authorities for responsibility for the killing of the protesters is underway, which is leaving the activists seething. This is Joe Palca, VOA News.